God's holy word.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, "You say the Lord's way is not fair. Hear now, house of Israel. Is it my way that is unfair? Or rather, are not your ways unfair? When someone virtuous turns away from virtue to commit iniquity and dies, it is because of the iniquity he committed that he must die. But if he turns from the wickedness he has committed and does what is right and just, he shall preserve his life, since he has turned away from all the sins that he has committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die." The word of the Lord.
Lord, let your mercy be upon us as we place our trust in you.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interests, but also for those of others. Have in you the same attitude that is also in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bend of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion?" A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." And he replied, "I will not." But afterwards he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. And he replied, "Yes, sir," but he did not go. Which of the two did his father's will? They answered, "The first." He said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of the righteous, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe in him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. Now, before we go right into the fullness of the homily, though this will be part of the homily, we got to deal with some things. Again, someone gave me before I heard about it, but last week in St. George's Bulletin, Father Vossler, who's a fantastic man, put in there the letter that he wrote to the bishop. And it begins with, "Dear Bishop Persico, I welcome the challenge becoming the pastor of St. Joseph Church, Bread of Life Community, into addition to my responsibilities at St. George Church. This transition will be able to bring both people together." It does very good here. So he's very eager and excited that he would bring both parishes together. So we got to be ecstatic about that someone else would be willing to work and be pastor here. But I met with the bishop on Monday. He put this out on Sunday. I met with the bishop on Monday. I can't go into the details with it is. And so after we spent an hour back and forth with each other, I said, "So what can I say to my people?" And he says, "I don't know." He said, "I don't want you to." He says, "Can I tell them it's more hopeful than not?" He goes, "Yes, you can tell them it's more hopeful than not." So the future we do not know. What we can say is from the very beginning that we're not going to be closing, right? That's not in danger right now. But the future, yes, by God's grace. But it does not mean that we are going to stay as we are, huh? When we brought all this stuff and everybody's been talking and been driving the poor bishop absolutely insane, and please no more letters to the bishop, huh? He got way too many letters. And he wasn't very excited about those letters. But anyway, so we don't need to do that anymore, but we don't have to be worried about closing, adorating, all that stuff. But the future, we still don't know. He talks about that he put this out so it'd get everybody talking. And boy, everybody's been talking. So in all humility, which is the gospel, the second reading today, we just need to trust God. So please don't put anything in any kind of online or anything about, "Oh, Father Larry said we're not closing, we're going to be fine." We're going to be fine, and we're not closing. But the future is, nobody knows what the future is. Not Father Vossler, not Father Richards, not the bishop, not Father Nick. It's still in process. But I promise you, the future will not look like today. And that's okay. Okay, so we got that. So I wanted to make sure that I said it for everybody else, because when I said the one thing on Monday, everybody went and took it one way, then people were going crazy, then someone put it on a diocesan Facebook page, and then people start fighting, and I got called in again, or called on the phone on Thursday, and I'm thinking, I don't need distress in my life. But anyway, so just so you hear it from me, we don't know what the future is, but it's not going to be the way it is today, but it's going to be okay. Okay, so now let's go into the second reading. Here it is, and I think this is good for our spiritual life, for our communal life, for everything. And this is what God is calling us all to live. And if we hear what Paul says, he says, "If you owe me anything, complete my joy by being people." Hear this. This is for all of us. The same mind, the same love. United in heart, thinking one thing. So we as a church, we as a community must have the heart of God. We must have the thoughts of God. We must be like God. And God is humble. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to grasp at. Rather, he emptied himself. So this is the call for all of us. So in my daily life, in my parish life, in the church life, that I got to be thinking of having one heart and mind with Jesus. So that takes humility. So we don't say it's my way or the highway. It has to be humility. God, show me what you want and help us to have all the same heart. And then it goes on. Yeah, and this is when it gets hard. If you really listen to this stuff, we all are going to struggle a little bit. But it says, do nothing out of selfishness or of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves. Huh? Isn't that the opposite of what America tells us today? Isn't the opposite of what we ourselves think sometimes? That other people, I have to think of them as more important than me. And that's what Jesus did, and that's what Jesus does. And that's what he's calling us to do, huh? So again, as we do, and I've talked to you a million times, and again, if I was to just say, I have to go down, my friend died, and so I have to go to the funeral parlor in Poland, Ohio after the baptism today, and then I have to bury him tomorrow. We got to sit there and always be more concerned about others, thinking of them before ourselves. And so if I was to come right to your house today and say, let me come to your house, I'm just invite myself to your house. You would all love that, right? Right after Mass, just I'm coming over right now. And then first thing I do is I run into your bathroom and I start looking for the sign. What should everybody have on their mirrors in their bathroom at this parish? I am third. I know everyone has it. If you don't, those watching, I know you'll put it on your mirrors today. I am third. To remind us that the call of the gospel is to be humble. So God is first, others are second, I am last. And again, if that makes you crazy inside, it's because you're not a disciple yet. I'm not a disciple yet. We can struggle with it. I do, as you all know. But that's got to be my goal. God is first, others are second, I am last. That got to be us as a parish. That got to be us as individuals. That got to be us as a church. Because when we live like that, we're living like Jesus. And hopefully, none of us want to live any other kind of life than the life of Jesus Christ. Period. That's the only life we want. And it's the only life that we must live. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever.